For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. This week's momentous decision by South Carolina Electric and Gas Company and Santee Cooper to abandon a project to build two new nuclear reactors after spending billions of dollars could cause economic and political ramifications for the state that could last years. It is believed the final price tag could have ended up at $25 billion, its original projected cost, $10 billion. But Monday's announcements stunned the state. State regulators complained they were blindsided, and about 5,000 workers at the VC summer site north of Columbia were out of work with no notice. The real stunner for most of SCNG's customers was the realization that they would not be getting back any of the $2 billion they had already paid for the construction, along with the news that they may also have to pay an estimated $2.2 billion towards shutting down the mammoth project. SCNG was allowed to charge its ratepayers because of a state law known as the Base Load Review Act. Here's SCNG President Kevin Marsh from earlier this week.
Well, the Base Load Review Act is based on the prudency determination to build the plant or to stop building the plant. But once those costs are determined to be prudent or the decision is made to stop the plant because that's the prudent course of action, it is recoverable through the regulatory process.
That 2007 state law was sought by utilities, including SCNG, because of the huge financial risk to utilities when they take on such expensive projects. Once the State Public Service Commission okayed the project in 2009, the law allowed the company to raise rates 9 times to finance the construction. And the law allowed SCNG to ask the PSC this week to be able to pass along those abandonment costs to its customers as well. The actual so-called prudency of those actions allowed under the law is what local and state officials are now questioning. State legislators are pledging a complete review of the law and the actions of the State Public Service Commission. Among them, State Representative Kirkman Finley of Columbia, who was not in the legislature when the law was enacted in 2007.
I think that, in fact, what we did, the South Carolina legislature, through the Base Load Review Act, allowed many of the problems that we have seen today. We unfortunately have given more of a blank check to the utilities than we ever should have. That is going to change on a go-forward basis.
Columbia attorney Bob Guild represents the Sierra Club, and he's been questioning the prudency of the project for years.
The question is, was SCENG being wholly forthcoming, honest, and providing the information to the regulators that it itself knew at the time? And I think that's a substantial question. And if they weren't, we think that's a basis for the commission going back and saying, we are going to refund money to customers.
Guild and others maintained that the new reactors were never actually needed, and SCENG and the PSC should have known years ago that the project was in trouble. Also expected to come under state scrutiny is Santee Cooper. It's owned by the state, so it isn't regulated or affected by the Base Load Review Act. Its customers, however, have seen 5 rate increases totaling $540 million tied to its minority share in the project. As next year's legislative session and 2018 elections approach, the collapse of a project that many think was too big and too important to fail is now expected to dominate the state's political landscape for the foreseeable future. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.